I vaguely remember this movie, so I was like, is this a Hulu movie? No. It's on Hulu.
It's
it dropped on Hulu, and I saw it on Twitter, and everybody was talking about it. And I was
because...
Did they not...
Well, all right. We're going to go... All right, this is the start right here, Kevin. Okay? Yes. It is technically not a Hulu movie. No. No, it was released in the theaters, but here's the thing. So it was, again, a in-between Fox and Disney deal. It was COVID. But right as they wrapped everything, Armie Hammer here.
Got canceled, right?
Yeah, he got canceled big time because he was hitting women and threatening to eat them. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he had cannibalism rumors around him. Yeah, real just, I was like, okay.
Wow, that's original, I think.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, that's what working on the Lone Ranger will do to you, man. I'm like, yeah, fucking cannibal. So it got pushed. I think this is actually finished pre-COVID, but it got pushed because of his scandal. Because they were like, how can we retweak this? Or do we just let it die down? And then it went to the theaters. You know, and everyone was just like, yeah, we didn't forget about that guy. Fuck that guy. So it just kind of instantly fucking tanked the movie. Hulu is where Disney releases its mature stuff. Like Hulu. Disney just went through and culled all their like mature shit. Like they had Hot Shots on there. They took all of that off the Disney Plus. Like Disney Plus is just for your family shit now. And Hulu
Hot Shots with Charlie Sheen?
Yeah. Yeah, they took that off of Disney Plus.
Oh, I see.
So now Hulu is where they dump all the mature shit that they basically bought from Fox. So it's just Fox streaming. That's all it is. Just what they're not going to change the branding. So,
got it. I mean, yeah, people.
It's Fox know. And Fox and FX. So,
yeah, okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
But yeah, Armie Hammer's a cannibal. Allegedly.
Got it. That's the guy that plays Superman, right?
What? No. Lone Ranger.
Oh, shit.
Now let's movie. Death on the Nile. As I just said, this is a 2022 movie that was made in 2020. Maybe even sooner than or later than that. Directed by the great Kenneth Branagh. Written by Michael Green. Based, of course, on Agatha Christie's novel of the same name. In a series of books. Murder on the Orient Express, I believe, was the precursor to this one.
Yeah, I saw that one.
I saw that one, and I like that one, too. Because I like Kenneth Branagh as a director. And an actor.
I like him.
I like him. Good guy, that Branagh.
This one's better. The pacing's better.
Yeah. Than Murder. 2 hours and 17 minutes, PG-13. I agree the pacing is better, and it stars Kenneth Branagh as Hercule. I don't know how to say his fucking
name. He
says
bro.
It with an accent, so it's fucking hard as hell. Notable names: Armie Hammer. Is he a cannibal? Question mark.
I thought he was
Wonder Woman. Gal Gadot, who was still. Not my favorite actress at all. Tom Bateman, Annette Bening. We got fucking Russell Brand in here. And can't find her name, but she was in Black Panther and is the reason that one got horribly delayed because she was like anti-vax for life, motherfucker. Oh, Lolita Wright.
Yeah, we're learning about a lot of celebrities today. Or at least maybe I am.
Yeah, no, like Black Panther 2 got... horribly delayed because she was just like, I ain't fucking getting vaxxed.
Wow.
They were just like, okay, so lead actor died. This actress won't come back to set. Right. What the fuck do we do? So.
Yeah. What would Stan Lee do?
He'd probably just yell Excelsior and then like just jack off in a fan's eye real quick.
Jesus.
Hey, well, maybe, read his, auto, should... his biography. He was a monster.
Maybe we should call for him to figure this one out from beyond the grave.
Just get a Ouija board and he's just like, true believer. Fucking leave me alone, you fuck.
Yeah.
That my daughter's like trying to sell pictures of my butt on the internet.
Look at OnlyFans for Stan Lee?
Like just his image. Like they're really just milking him dry. And I think they tried to see Marvel for more money too.
So OnlyFans.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Exactly like OnlyFans.
Hey, what was the OnlyFans name of the redhead that played the main antagonist in this movie?
Oh shoot. That's a great question, and I just closed my tab. Hold on, I got this. Don't worry, everyone. Her name, what was her? She has a weird name. Fuck, where's it? Like, shit.
Is it Susanna with that H? Filthy?
Man, what was her name? I'm looking. No, I thought it was like, I think it's Emma McKay. Yeah,
that's weird as hell that you're right. Yeah, she came here to act.
Yeah, you don't fucking show up to a Brogna production. Yeah,
no,
and
man.
Don't act.
No,
like,
dude.
Everyone act. Even Army Hammer.
And you know what? Shit. I'm going to go ahead and...
I mean, not Gail Gadot. She did not show up to...
I'm gonna go ahead and say no, dude. This chick, she came to act.
I mean, she came to out-act.
Dude, she was throwing eye rolls, hip pops, shoulder, like she was like everyone else was very
fucking lip bites. Yeah, I mean,
like Annette Bening, I think, was kind of a little like we got you on 11. We need you on like 10 right now. On us a little.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
Yeah.
Okay. The kids are all right. We saw the movie. Calm down now.
We saw.
Okay.
Yeah. But that other, the chick, I was like, listen. You're borderline stinking it up because your cheese factor is so high, but I'm borderline falling in love with this over-the-top bullshit performance. I think you're doing great. Now I love it. What have you done? And I when we get to it, I'll tell you the moment. I was like, listen, can we just do the movie about her? Just rewrite it all and just put her on a boat, fight terrorists.
It is about her. What the fuck? But, yeah, I will say that Gail Gadot and Armie Hammer, they're not great actors to begin with, and they continued to show that in this.
May I, Dustin?
Go ahead.
Gail Gadot, gorgeous woman, hands down, drop dead. As an actress, I can't even say the word, actress, she stinks. Her accent flowed in and out of whichever accent she was deciding to do, and I was like, man, was that the best take? I felt like it was The Simpsons when Burns is like 20 takes, and that was the best one. I felt like that was her scene every time. And I was like, wow, don't get me wrong. When you're on camera and you have someone like Kenneth that totally understands like composition and framing and color and lights, that's really kind of my only small gripe about the overall look of the movie. I felt like the saturation's like fucked up. I feel it's just too brutal. It feels like Technicolor cranked. And
that's in the 1080p version. I will say in the 4K version, those colors are steady and gorgeous, Kevin.
I don't like it, man. I didn't like it. I didn't like it in the other one. I didn't like it in this one.
See, that's what I fucking like about these ones. I love the look of it.
That's fair. I find it super annoying. It literally
I understand your point 100%.
45 minutes, 50, 60 minutes into the movie where I was just like, all right, I guess I can't fight these fucking colors anymore. But Gail, she stinks. She stinks. Yeah. And I pray for her every day that her looks stay with her so she can keep working. Or maybe she opens up
Kevin,
like
I,
Tupperware school in Africa for the kids or something.
I don't find her attractive. Like, listen, she has an accent. Okay, I don't care. I don't care about that. I've heard plenty of people with accents that...
I think she was trying to do like a British accent or
something. I know. I don't know what the fuck she was trying to do.
I don't know where she's from in that movie.
She's supposed to be from Britain. Yeah. Like, literally, they talk about, you know, London. That's her roots.
They literally bring it up.
Several times, actually. The movie kind of revolves around the people she meets in London. But, yeah, it's just, like... You know, her natural accent or not, like, she just can't deliver a line that's believable other than, like, we already had sex. And I was just like, okay, that's the first line I believe.
I thought they were joking around, but they were really trying to hurt this other girl's feelings. And I was like, what? Yeah. No.
And then he was like three times. And I was like, okay, so now you guys don't know what counts as sex. That's concerning. One of you doesn't know, which... That's concerning. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to jump into it? Or you just want to bash on these characters some more?
Oh, no, the characters are fine. It's just that literally the real life people that I'd like to just let them know that, hey, you know what? You might be rich, powerful, some of you even beautiful, but you stink when you're trying to do a role. Like, she could probably be in a fun popcorn movie, but that's not Wonder Woman. But, like, a fun, like, but this is, like, I need acting here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like she was forced upon by the studio.
Yes.
Because she's the most out of place person in this movie. The rest feel, like, handpicked by.
Yes.
Rock, like, of, like, fucking, yeah, you're
I can
it.
See that.
You're it. You know, but this one is just, like, thank God I'm gonna die.
Yeah, because you're killing me. Yeah.
I mean, I knew she was going to die. I haven't read, spoiler, I haven't read the book either. I haven't read the books. I kind of do want to at this point because I'm like, damn, Agatha Christie. She, like, the first one, she's like, boom, it was everybody. We all fucking played a role in the murder of that motherfucker. And then this one was like, ha, I'm going to use the same formula, but it was just two of them. And you're like, ah, oh, pretty good. You got me.
I think it comes to she's kind of one of the probably main blueprint setters of this genre, and people have just been jocking what she did and what she like perfected. And everyone's just like, wow, I kind of want to make it like Agatha Christie's look. Well, you kind of want to make it like, you know what I mean? You're influenced by it's so just instrumental, and it's like I feel it like I enjoy it. Watching it, I can read. I'd give it a shot. And I feel
I can read, motherfucker. Who said I couldn't? Who said I couldn't?
I told you I could, Baba. I told you.
That's nice, baby.
But yeah, I didn't. I'm not familiar. I know of her, and I know of her like notoriety, the name, and all that. And I know of her, you know, just impact. But I have not read her works. But.
Yeah, it's like Grapes of Wrath and War and Peace and stuff. It's like, we know these books, but like very few people actually want to sit down and read them and stuff. So
I mean, but no, I think this is, it's to the sense of where you almost, if you pay attention, you will be rewarded in a sense.
Yeah.
And if you kind of follow along, which I do like when movies do that. I don't like when they try to be sneaky and just don't really give the viewer a chance to even participate. Or you say, hey, look what's happening.
Yeah. The end shouldn't be too much of a surprise because you should feel like you solved the movie, you know, with the movie.
Exactly. Like you're
part of the detective.
And that's what I liked about it. Anyway, I pitched out this is what I think is going to happen when I saw it go into full swing. And I was, you know. Excellently, I was stoked that I was I was like, all right, cool. It's going to be either one or two things. Yeah. And I was like, all right. The way we got there was a lot more elaborate than I thought. But I was like, okay, you know, that made sense. And it went down to my guess. And I was like, I got stoked because I was like, oh, thanks, movie.
Yeah. But to jump into the start of this movie, and I don't know if this is from the book. If it is, damn. Good job. But we begin with a young man, really, aren't they? Say his name. Hercule Pierrot.
Okay. I mean, I
thought that was pretty good.
It's like it's like a Hercules without the S.
Yeah, it's like Hercules without the S, but with like.
No one is coming.
We're going to call him Herc.
No one's coming to this podcast for any reason, let alone to see if we say names correctly or have strong, well rounded opinions. It's just basically if you call this dude Mr. Mustachio, they're going to be like, yeah, I know what he's talking about.
Oh, it's my annoying. God. Let's take a moment to talk about his mustache. Well, okay. Let's talk about the mustache actually we talked about at the beginning because I think it plays nicely into it.
Sure.
We're in like World War One, and
yes. No man's land.
You know, we're in the fucking trenches. You know, the fucking trenches of despair. And a soldier delivers a note to the commanding officer, and he's just like, "We go in 3 hours." And the soldier's like, "So we're just gonna fucking get rocked in 3 hours? Cool. We're being sent to die for this bridge." And there he is, young Herc.
Yeah.
It's funny because there was a show called Young Hercules. And he's just like, we should go now. He's like, these fucking birds, I've been watching these fucking birds. We got to go now. But they do it. They go. They get across, like, zero casualties. They fucking chase the Germans out. And his commanding officer has this bodacious fucking mustache. And, you know, I'm just going to call it the goatee. He hits a tripwire and boom, fucking now we're in the hospital beds and there's that's young Herc.
I super love this part because I love this piece of history.
I'd love from too.
Anything with to do with No Man's Land. I think it's fucking awesome. And when I saw that he was there,
I thought that was in black and white, Kevin.
Yeah. It was awesome.
I was like, amazing.
I just think it. I was just totally like engaged because those are things that kind of tickle my fancy, and I was like, "Oh man, he's talking about the gas. He's gonna this is how he gets back. Oh, brilliant! Oh, Captain's all in. He's gonna risk everybody's life. This whole company's fucked if this is right or wrong. I love it."
He's like, "We're fucking dead either way. Let's do it."
And it's so, I don't know, man. Like, I just really dig this part of just the history of that. And I was like, man, they're incorporating this. They're doing it pretty well. I dig it. I'm in. Now we're in a hospital.
Yeah.
World War One. Come back to me. Oh, not like that. I mean, you get it. Fuck.
Can't. We can't. And so a woman has come to visit young Herc. And he's like, "I told you not to come." And she's like, "I loved you through everything. Why won't I love you through this?" And he's like, "You can love this." And he turns and his face is fucked.
Because he was ground zero when Capitan triggered that.
And I was like, damn, we don't have any fucking like cream or anything we could put on that. That's like an open wound. No wonder people were dying. What the fuck? Get some fucking Vaseline on there or something. Shit.
Yeah, dude, you don't want that. That won't heal.
No, that'll heal. It will.
I don't know if you saw his face, dude.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You need a little more help before we started applying, but you know,
I super love like
an open wound.
I dug this because it was just this almost hangar of just all these cots and all these soldiers, and that's what they would do is just take them out of that area, especially No Man's Land, and just kind of line them up, try to give them the best help they could, and pray they didn't die. That was it, and they were either trying to do like minimal, if anything, just to ease their pain or ease their passing. And then they would just have like clergymen or like someone from the church to come by and try to bless them. If not, hey man, we got to tag him and bag him, unfortunately. And then he was just like, "You ever see Batman Harvey did and all that shit?" She was like, "Bro, what is that?" He's like, "It's kind of a cool character that he gets thrown into the ground. I guess it really depends who writes it, but that's really neither here nor there. Give me a kiss." She's like, "Grow a mustache." She's like, "Done." It's like, wow.
Yeah. And so he grows the most badass mustache. I don't even know how you can grow that mustache, Kevin. I know that's a fake mustache. He didn't really grow that mustache. There's no way because it's too perfect all the time.
Remember when everyone had a boner about Tony Stark's facial hair? This guy just like sniped him to bam, no scope.
Oh,
360, fucking no scope, do splash.
Dude, 100%. 100%. I could dance all day.
Yeah.
But Yeah, like if I could grow that mustache, I would. I don't even know where to begin because clearly part of the mustache is actually onto the cheek. And I think you just have to have the right jaw structure and cheek structure going on.
It's almost like layered. Like if you really look at it, it's like feathered and layered. So yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Because it's like
his beard and his mustache all as one weapon.
Yeah.
And I'm it's really a work of art.
It really is. It really is. And it's so fucking silky smooth. Like, oh, it's good. It's a good mustache.
I think you could probably get those weirdo beardo guys that you always see in like the tournaments and just sure. They could probably pull some weird shit off like that. But they always have the weird stupid curly Q one. And they
always go too far.
Too far. What are you trying to get, like, attention? Who are you growing this for?
A fucking goddamn competition, huh? Yeah. Well, here's your fucking participation trophy because this mustache blows. Look at that guy, 13 curls. Yeah, don't come with that 12 shit. Loser.
13 curls. You look like a right tit, you do.
So, yeah. And then she's like, you'll grow a mustache. And then boom. Explains the mustache. Also explains why we just never conveniently see the scar in the first one. So I was like, the second one, really.
Yeah, I was
like, it works because it's just like, yeah, I was fine with the two. But I was just kind of like, oh, okay. I didn't know he was scarred under there, but all right, that works. Also, your hair grows differently on scars, but whatever, fuck it, you know?
Yeah. It kind of dives in a little bit into one of my gripes with the movie. Well, just might as well get it out of the way. Yep. There's an overlined. The movie desperately wants like a plot B for Herc and his growth and his character. Mm. And man, we do not have time for it.
No, we do not.
It's so intermittent. It just comes up for air now and then. And it leaves him to ponder. And I'm just like, dude, movie. We don't have time for this. Because when you do enough, just enough to give me name, relation, face to all the characters that start piling in. Yeah. And then we go on our adventure. And then the proverbial shit hits the proverbial fan. And I don't have time for young Herc to be, one of the world's greatest detectives here. I just really need him on this adventure, and I have to almost like him to like him because he's my protagonist. That's it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like my gripe. I mean, if this movie's 3 hours, go for it. But then you're pushing the line on that, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, then we're in the present and we're in London.
I believe we're in 1937, bro.
Well, I mean, the present for. Like
these characters,
Herc, you know, yeah, you know,
yeah.
So he's at a nightclub,
freaky deaky club.
Freaky deaky.
You could do the nasty on the dance floor.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. This was a very progressive nightclub. I don't even think nightclubs this day and age get that.
Oh, they do, dude. They got the booty poles. They're knocking out
ping pongs
out of their butt cracks.
They aren't doing like the dry.
She was doing the Lamada, the forbidden dance.
That was something. It was definitely forbidden.
And Little Hurst is trying to eat six snacks, and somebody's just dry fucking on the floor.
Oh, they were not dry. They were sweaty,
and
passionate, and yeah. And that's when we meet Army Hammer. What's his fucking character's name? I should call him by his correct name. So just like alleged fucking cannibal. That's when we meet Simon and Jacqueline. And there are a couple that are just fucking dropping sacks of fucking cum and gushy wetness on the dance floor, and we meet the nightclub host, and he's talking to he's like, why is the band not playing? That's when Rosalie is just like, hey, we get paid up front, motherfucker, because we know you fucking nightclub owners get real cheap at the end of the night. So give us some money or no fucking show. And then Salome Otterborn fucking comes downstairs playing a fucking electric guitar, and I was like, damn, that's a cool fucking lady. Like I was like, damn, that is cool as shit. like in any era, any movie. This fucking lady comes down the stairs playing a guitar. Fucking that
was,
dope.
I mean, it was cool, but I was like, how is she rigged up? So I was like,
no, no, there was a cord.
Yeah, I know, but like, what? It was like an 8-mile cord?
Yeah, man. When that's your MO, you get that cord.
Yeah, okay? I get it, but I was like, dude, where's her stack at? Like, that's got to be on the stage, right? Like, what is this? I was like, whatever, man. I can't. I'm either watching this guy eat 3 little quarter-sized snacks.
Six, and they brought him 7, and he had to decide which one to take back.
Odd numbers are the devil's work.
He has 2 eggs in the morning, hard-boiled. You have to make the right sound when he cracks into them.
Yeah, man, I'm not trying to watch these two make babies on the dance floor. I hope Gal Gadot shows up soon.
They were leaving babies on the dance floor. They had fucking dumpster babies coming out of them. They were just like...
Yeah, that's the correct term, but I get you.
I think it is. And then, Lynette Ridgway shows up, played by the aforementioned Gal Gadot. And she has I would think Kevin and others would agree, a stunning presence when she comes in.
I mean, you don't have to be attracted to her, but you can't deny she's good looking. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
She has some decent features. She moisturizes her skin.
I thought you were going to say decent feet. I was like, I didn't remember seeing her feet. God, but, no, I don't know. There's a fan for everything, I guess.
I'm not a foot guy. I'm sure hers are all fucked up from all those heels. But then she runs into Jacqueline, and they catch up. They're friends. Jacqueline's madly in love. Do anything, and so Gail's just like, all right, I'll give you fucking. I mean, Lynette's like, I'll give you money. She's like, I don't want money. I want a job.
I want a jobby job.
Yeah, I was like, damn, that's like saying I don't want some money. I want a lot of money. She's like, hire my beau to run this fucking place. You know, he's good for it. I swear, he can do anything. And then she's like, okay, you're my guy. Anything for crazy Jack. And then she says, thank her properly with a dance. And I was like, what the fuck? When has that ever been a proper thank you? Oh, I just want to thank you for the pies. Do you mind if we just dance right here?
No offense. You've never been in the 1937 London or cool or basically invited to any place like this. So you don't know how cool rich people do stuff. We share dances. I said we, and that's how we thank our friends. So if you never got a dance for me or for me, then we've never been.
Wow. You're right. Yeah. I never have. I've never been thanked by Kevin properly.
Yep. That's how we do it.
I guess that just means you're rude and uncultured.
I gotta go back and watch the 1978 version and see if we got that dancing in there.
Maybe part of it. Maybe the second dance.
I'm going to call John Gillerman and be like, John, did you throw that luscious dancing in there? He's like, was it in the book? I was like, so they took liberties.
They took liberties. And they made it hot. Real hot. He's just like, and I was like, no call over yet? Oh, yeah.
Like, John, they made it hot like your movie, The Tower in Inferno, 1974. He's like, yeah, man, I see what you're doing here.
So it's like, you got my goddamn IMDb up.
He's like, you might think this is weird, but did they make love on the dance floor like King Kong? He's like, you got me again, dude. 1976, I was there. I was behind the camera. And I was like, I know.
Like King Kong. What fucking version of King Kong was that?
1976, dude. Look it up.
We got to save her. She's going to fuck that monkey again. Yeah, whoa. Man. He's huge.
He won't answer, dude. He's dead.
It's
shit.
Go to his grave. John, I got a lot of questions. His family's like, oh no, they're back again.
It's these fucking Death of the Nile guys.
Fucking outrageous. So, that ends that. And then, Herc is off to Egypt. Because, like, yeah, why not? He's just joined the pyramids.
No, he's just joined. He's what he is, Dustin. He's joining the freaking rich lady wedding party showdown that happens. Oh, that's right. Oh, you're right. He goes.
This is the intro to that.
This is the weird
plot. Kevin, I see. The thing is, I miss not miss, but I am envious of this era of man, because it just feels like you could just
get the fuck up and go anywhere.
Get the fuck, yeah, you could just go anywhere. And especially if you had even a little bit of cash, you're just like, fucking, I'm seeing the fucking pyramid.
What do you got in your pockets? I'll be $23. You want to see the world? Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I was
how much of it? Like all of it or some? Fuck it. Well, you might not be able to go to Antarctica, but everything else is fair game.
So they got battle of penguins there. Really? We got everything. It's 1937, asshole. Wow.
I hope nothing's ruined yet. I mean,
I hope none of this goes away. Oh, you'll be dead by then. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank God. Before things get real bad, oh, it's always real bad. I'm very envious of that, because it's just to be able to just go and just explore and it was just more of just the courage to do it, you know? It's like, I miss that. Like now, if I want to go to Egypt to just sit and eat breakfast in front of the pyramids, I would not be allowed to, most likely, and B, that's a lot of money, and I have to worry about being murdered as an American, so. Because very popular in the world right now.
No, yeah, I get it. And that's really one of the things I did enjoy about the movie, is it kind of gave you that old-timey sense of adventure.
Yeah.
I just wish they kind of scaled it differently, because a lot of the times the CG was so fucking horrendous. I was like, my God, the CG. And it screamed, we're on a set. This is movie magic. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, but I mean, to me, I think it... I don't know. It felt fine. It didn't feel like more gratuitous than like a Marvel movie, you know?
Yeah. Like it took me out of it, especially in the beginning, because I really like the Nile and get on the boat. That's a huge set piece, right? And I don't feel like they used it to its utmost, but nevertheless, it felt there. It felt real. Yeah. When a lot, except, I mean, some of the shots behind the boat, I was kind of like, oh man, that's, what is that? Is that touched up? But the Egypt, that was super egregious, because at times, especially when they got in the tunnels later on, I felt okay with it. I don't know if I was just settling into the abrasive colors and then this fucking weird CG. Probably. And I just felt like it was too much, because it really felt bad, especially when he's halfway on the pyramid, the Boka guy or whatever his name was, Book.
Bok.
Yeah, and I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, no, that was bad. But then, yeah, so we're introduced to Book, who is, he was on the first, he was in the first movie, on the train.
Remember the train?
The murder. The train murder. You remember that one. And he is flying a kite on the pyramid to be the first to fly a kite on the pyramids. And I was like, you are ruining history, you mother, you rich, entitled fuck. Yeah. And so Herc goes over to yell at him. He's just like, get down from there, you damn kid. Oh, it's my friend, the fucking silly shithead from the first movie. And that's when the silly shithead's just like, oh, my God, it's so good to see you. You have to come meet mother. And he's just like, I don't want to meet your damn mom.
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
I'm working on a case. I believe you, dear friend. I was like, sir, I don't believe it.
Yeah. No, he said he was on vacation from cases.
Yeah. Well, he mentioned cases, and he knew that would shut him up. It was one of those things.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, I didn't know what the thing was between him and the mom, but I knew that there was something after the first scene with him where they just like shared that look. You know, and I was just like, but I like that. I was like, okay, all right, I get you, movie. We're going to double back around on that. I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, you could have sprung that on me, but instead you gave a glance. You gave a look. And then, yeah, so Book, he asked him to come to the dinner, to the wedding dinner. I guess they were already married. They're on their honeymoon with, and, you know, I guess this is a rich people thing, Kevin. They bring people with them on their honeymoon.
Dude, they brought the whole posse there. If you ever helped this bitch out once in your life, you were in. Not just the wedding, you were going on the honeymoon adventure.
Yeah. Were you previously engaged to her? You're in.
Oh, did you smell her fart in 12th grade? You're in.
Fucking in. Are you somehow a cousin?
Would you take your old life to suck her toes, as previous mentioned? You're in.
You're in.
How many people love the Jew her once in their life? You're in.
I was. Did you steal some of her silverware from a dinner party? You're in, but don't do it again.
We will fucking shoot you at the end of this.
We will.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. Like, she brought the accountant. They were childhood friends.
They kept calling her cousin, you know?
Yeah, they brought Annette Bening, and she was just like...
Yeah, it was like school, mix of school friends and school friends' parents and only living relatives that were progressively lesbian for that era. And,
just a lot of hand-holding, so that was about as far as they could go, and bunk swapping. And I was like, all right, like, I get it. The gang's all here. Because it was a little tough for me to go, okay.
Well, it's just like,
I'll allow it.
These are our suspects.
No, now I got
where's
it.
Where's our murder?
It was more of kind of like, maybe if she just gave me a throwaway line of like, hey, I'm out here on a business deal. I wanted to bring all of you guys with me because it's going to be an impromptu. No one just gets married at the drop of a hat. I don't care how rich you are. And then she just had a stupid way to finagle friends and family. Hey, we're going to do this big business push. I brought my, I don't know, her nanny and her nursemaid, like her fucking personal butler.
And her assistant, you mean?
Yeah. And then the old chick that. And her Leslie friend. I was like, why are they here again?
That was her aunt.
This is her aunt. Okay. And then.
Aunt and her aunt's nurse.
Yeah. And then,
quote unquote, lover.
The aunt's mailman. But I think she knew. So she's like, yeah, go ahead and bring your girlfriend, whatever. But yeah.
You can share a room, but I'll still get her your fucking own room if you want to just, you know, kick up your legs in a different location, you know?
Yeah. If she's up there farting the room up all night, you got to take a break from it.
Got to take a break. Get away from the fucking gassy ass, you know? No, I'm not saying thank you. I'm saying her ass is just pumping out gas.
I'm saying go easy on the fucking oysters, bitch. You're eating them all.
I haven't had caviar in 10 years. Yeah, we fucking know, Lorraine. We can smell it from your fart.
Because it's blowing right through you in 10 seconds, you nasty bitch. Get out of here. Easy, crack the window. We're on a boat. Sports.
All right? God, just go.
Fuck, did we lose a war? Or was it kind of looking at each other? Well,
I thought we won. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I get it. Whatever. You're rich. People. I'm rich one day.
Well, no, it's not unheard of. Like, I've, you know, I mean, they still kind of technically practice that in some cultures today of like your wedding party is your honeymoon party, too. Like, it's a whole just like we're going on an event together. You know,
rich white people, man. No telling what they'll do next.
There's no telling. I mean, we got a lot of historical data of what they'll do next.
No clue whatsoever.
None of it's that great. None of it's that great, you know? So, but so, what's his fucking name? Doyle. He's like, listen, I only know how to spend your money. So I paid for a band to follow us around. It's the band we heard the night that we jitterbugged on the floor together. You remember when I was dumping off all those cum babies?
The night that this guy ate six snacks.
Yeah, that guy's there, the fucking weirdo with the beardo. Yeah, fucking six. What a weirdo.
I think one was a small lemon meringue pie or key lime pie. Looked good. And I was like, eat that one first. Yeah, the rest will be a disappointment.
He's like, no, I go top down, dude. Top down, okay?
You're still weird. Fucking...
I got OC fucking D, man. I got OC fucking D. Like, my favorite, honestly, my favorite part is when he fixed her fucking foot and it snapped. And he was just like, okay, I'm good. Because I was just like, I've never related to something more. Because that foot was bothering the shit out of me. And he was just like, okay, we're good now. Continue. Yeah. I'm just saying, those are the parts I resonate with the character. Not the fucking mega detective parts. Like, I'm not like, busted down every fucking person I talk to. I'm just like, you're a goddamn liar, and here's why. You're a lesbian, and I know why. Because the bed were made. And it's like, Jesus,
yeah, man.
How did yourself so easily? Were you even in the closet? I don't think so. But, yep, so they're enjoying themselves. Book is given Herc just the rundown on everybody. Because he's just like, fuck it, I know you, I'm just, and I like that, I appreciate this. It's like, how do you do exposition? Mm-hmm. Well, you got a fucking guy who's a detective and wants to know everything about everyone. I'm just going to give you everything.
Yeah, Dustin, you just, you, make it interesting.
And they did.
Exposition is not a crime. It's how it's done is usually where the just...
Yeah. Quickly and running through a room. That's how you did it here. It worked. So... And then, fucking what's her face? Not Rosalie. That's the other chick. Jacqueline shows up. What did they call her? They called her like Jackie or something, though.
Yeah, maybe that's a nice way to shorten her name.
Yeah. Well, Jacqueline shows up, and she was not invited on the honeymoon.
And wait a minute! I thought she didn't show up until after the first stop.
No, she was at the, first honeymoon.
Oh,
she shows
right.
up at
that's
the end,
right.
And that's when they call it a night. So
I forgot we're not on the boat yet.
Yeah, no, we're not. And so the next day, they're in the marketplace. They find Herc talking to some snake charmer, and they're like, "Please take our case, our non-existent case of this woman following us. She's gonna do something crazy. She always gets revenge." And he's just like, yeah, no, I can't take the case because that's a dumb case. But I'll go talk to her. And she goes and he talks to her and she pulls out a gun. And so he's like, well, now I got a warrant that you got a pistol.
So here's the part. He goes to approach her and she's really just taken back. She's kind of like, what the fuck do you want? He's like, hey, man, I ain't got no beef. Just want to let you know you could be wasting your time.
Yeah.
You know, let them have their honeymoon. You know, love is a curious thing because it's always about love. Love is always the catalyst for a lot of these emotions and a lot of these kind of just triggering events that these characters are experiencing and all this stuff. That's kind of everybody's crux.
Yeah.
And she's like, you don't know what it's like and you don't kind of understand. And this is partly, it's probably my favorite part of the movie. And there's only three other lines that he says in this movie where I was like, hey, that's some snappy, sweet writing. This is where this actress cuts this borderline of like, what are you doing? Are you trying to be a cheesemonger and just cheese the shit out of this scene? Or are you going to, oh, I see what you're doing. She's like, I've been tailing them ever since that I, you know, lost him to the split. I knew they were getting married. I knew where they would be. And I kind of hid in the shadows. And he's like, mm-hmm. And he's like, but then I let my presence be known just so I could see her smile, her face, frown. And the wrinkles in her forehead just kind of pulse and sit there. And that gave me joy. And I was like, oh, shit, this chick's going in right now. She's going to cut a fucking fiery monologue. And she keeps going. And Herc's like, oh, shit, we got a live one. And then she just keeps going. And I'm like, man, I'm loving her. I loved her. Because I was like, man, this chick, conviction, passion. Little bit of crazy in there mixed with a touch of cheese. I think it was a little bit more crazy passion that you're getting. And I was like, man, this, I'm digging it. It's almost too much, but it's just enough. And then she has like a little 22 in her purse. And she's like, just a toy if you kind of think about it. He's like, but it could fix a broken heart. And he looks at her like, yo, you trying to shoot somebody up in the club, girl? She's like, yeah, pop, pop.
I did like that. I love that line, that it could fix a broken heart. And you're just like,
Because she's just on one and she's going and going and going. I was like, man, she's trying to steal this movie, I think. And that's like, I loved it. I like the sense of adventure. And that's kind of like fun. I got past all my little hangups about the presentation of the movie and I just started kind of getting into it. Like, Herc is always enjoyable when he's on screen because, like, you know, he's fucking Kenneth Sagi, right?
But, yeah, well, and he's playing, like, you know, that overly intelligent detective.
Overly intelligent.
It's always fun. It's always fun if it's well written, you know?
It's fun. But always with this kind of setup of characters, everyone has to elevate. He has to go into a scene and elevate those other characters. Because if he goes in there just doing his, like, snooty, I'm smarter than you, I'm going to tell you how it is, and the other characters do not have anything intelligent to push back with, it's terrible. Because I just don't want to see him just verbally just stomping over everyone. But I think she kind of held her own. She had her passion. She had her, like, you know, her emotions were kind of pushing her. And I was like, all right, you know, that could have went really, like I said, it could have been really, really cheesy, or it could have been spot on. And I think it leaned itself to spot on. So I was like, all right, I'm in now. All right, fire up, movie.
Yeah. So, and then Herc goes to the couple at dinner, and he's like, yeah, she's got a gun. So here's my advice. Go home. Go home.
She keeps that thing on her life,
you know? Yeah, like the price that you might pay isn't worth it. Like, go home. And it's honestly like great advice. And so the couple, you know, obviously one's mad, one's sad, one's get glad, and they discuss it. And so fucking Doyle the next day is just like, I have a presentation for all of you motherfuckers. And here it is. She's Cleopatra. She already mentioned once that she played Cleopatra in a school play. Here she is doing it again on some weird giant stair thing. I was just like, what the fuck is this? I don't understand, but whatever. She says some dumb line, and he's just like, we're getting on a boat.
That was a cool little boat to get onto the main boat.
Yeah, it was. He's just like, don't worry about your shit. We're going now.
We got poor people to bring it over.
Yeah, and the first thing he says is, we got the whole boat to ourselves.
And that's the big thing. So Mediator tells his wife, he's like, hey, we're going to get you on the boat. She can't follow us. We're not shitting on this honeymoon. We're going to rock it till the wheels fall off. And she's like, I guess if we're, you know, on a boat. He's like, babe, they're going to write songs about this later. She's like, I guess. And she fine. She's down. Let's do it.
What songs?
Are you serious right now? Or?
Yeah, I don't know any songs about death on the Nile. There's just songs
called songs about being on a boat.
Oh, well, yeah, there's plenty of songs on
yeah, exactly. Being on
a boat, you asshole. No, I meant specifically like someone was just like, and then there was a death on the Nile. I was like, damn, this song sucks. But that's the solution is get on the boat. Boat. Get on the boat. And then
boat.
And I was like, why is Kenneth Brogner going with him? You know? And I was like, okay, you know, like later it makes sense, but at this point, by the hour. I was just like, all right. I guess you're just like with him, like, cool, whatever. You know, I mean, like, I guess I wouldn't turn it down either. I'd be like, if I could
just on a boat. Just kind of like, she needed to pull him to the side and be like, listen, this is an outlandish request, but I hope you would just, you know,
take it, you know.
Yeah, just, you know, entertain a crazy old bitch's fucking thing. He's like, okay.
He's like, all right, a little graphic, but okay.
Yeah. He's like, she's like, there's little green quiche bullshits on there you can move around. And he's like, all right.
He's like, how many though? Even numbers only? She's like,
yeah.
Only. Ever even numbers. One falls on the floor, we throw another one down with it.
And she's like, Jesus Christ, monk, like. We get it, get in there. And he's like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's, you ever think maybe monk's based off of me? Okay. You know?
Yeah, like, I thought about it.
And yeah, he had a great performance. Maybe I stole a little bit, you know. Won an Emmy.
I wanted to see that, you know what I mean?
I was robbed of an Oscar this year for director. It, you know, whatever.
That's true.
Yeah. He's like, Belfast, seen it. Like better than Apple TV Plus bullshit. You motherfucker. You know what? I'm not gonna badmouth the Academy. They're going through a rough time. Anyway. So they're on the boat, and what's her stupid character name? Lynette is just like, all right, don't worry about your shit. My assistant, who is definitely going up to her cabin right now, I don't know why, because she's my assistant, is going to go back and get all your shit. So she's like, up the stairs, down the stairs.
Weak.
She was like, oh, man, I thought I was going to enjoy a moment. I thought we were on vacation. I guess I'm still working. It's almost like you traded my soul.
Yeah, you tacky hoe, you stay clocked in. Okay, Wonder Woman, I get it.
Okay. So they're just they're on the boat. They're playing shuffleboard like a lot, like a lot.
Do they play twice?
Like, Jesus Christ! No, they play twice. Everyone took like cheated. Two turns. Yeah, they took like two turns each, though. Yeah, Russell Brand. She was just like, "What is that? A fucking macaw over there?" He's like, "I'm a macaw. What the fuck?" They were just like, "Let me move this 5 fucking feet."
This time of day.
This time of day, this climate, on the fucking Nile.
Yeah, fucking idiot. We got him.
I see a macaw. I see a crane about to get eaten by an alligator. Oh, a crocodile? You say? All right. Fair enough. I don't know the difference. Oh, it's the eyes and teeth. Oh, that's weird. It's basically, the snout. Whole snout. Yeah. You know, they don't have a lot of, you can close their mouth shut and can't open it. They're just like, God, this fucking guy and his alligator crocodile stuff. Ugh.
Get him to the Greek. Get him to the basic schooling.
Oh, gee. Well, yeah. Anyway, we're not going to talk about Russell Brand. It's like he's just pulling up everyone's IMDb. What's a bad
no, I just knew that, dude, off the top of my head because, you know, I've been alive on this planet. And I know.
Thank God
you picked his picture when I see one.
You picked his banger to talk about, okay?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they're just, you know, tooting it up, getting the dinner going. They get over the next day. They're over at the one of the pharaoh's, you know, tombs. And they go ashore. And Lynette is just like, what about that goddamn sandstorm over there? Like, it'll be hours. You got time to fuck in the pyramids. I mean, the tomb. And she's like, all right.
Because I'm trying to fuck in these tombs.
Trying to fuck in these tombs. Like, doggy style. He's like, yeah, I got it. I saw the dancing in the beginning. Okay.
The guy's like, ma'am, I just drive the boat. Okay, I don't. This is literally harassment.
Like, literally, I don't even have a captain's table on this fucking thing. Like, I'm just on the upper, upper deck. I don't even speak English.
I'm literally. It's 1937. Oh, no, he was an old white guy.
They showed him a couple times, just driving the boat by himself. He's just like, I don't think I'm supposed to drive this much as the captain. Should I tell someone else to drive? Where do I go at night? Do I go to the captain's? No. Oh, I get the fuck off the boat? They kick the whole staff off? What the fuck? 3-day trip to get back, but we get new staff every morning. Interesting. But, yeah, everyone's just tooting around the tombs. I was just like, what a time to be alive. You could just go and just destroy history just very easily. And the newlyweds go out onto a very open ledge, and or she's quoting more Cleopatra, and I was like, please stop. Man. Just please stop.
And like, Fast and the Furious, get it? Right behind you there, Dustin, with the loud car, toot toot. Yeah, well, you're going over a little love story for the Boke man and one of the.
Oh yeah, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, there he's trying to proclaim his love, and tell the momsy that mom, I love her, and I don't give a crap about what you say. And she's like, I forbid it.
Well, he's not asking for permission. He's just asking for her, like, blessing. I don't know. It's weird. Well, yeah,
it's like a financial thing, but he's just kind of like, I'm about to do it without you, mom. So he has motive, right?
Yeah,
to do stuff later on that just you know, money's
the
motivator.
Monies. And mom's like, no, it's my job to protect you forever, you dumb 30-something-year-old boy.
He like, is kind of a man child.
He is. I mean, but she raised him to be man child. You don't raise a man child, but like, God damn, why are you a man child, man child? And he's just like, I don't know. This is how you raised me. I'm just flying kites on fucking pyramids. So mother does not give approval. Our couple is fucking, are trying to fuck. And then, Herc is talking to the singer who he's kind of smitten with because he likes the bluesy stuff, as he says.
He likes a little bit of sass, and she's all sass. Oh,
yeah. She is all sass.
He likes a strong woman to put him in his place a little bit. She calls him out on his bullshit. He's like, damn, girl.
Like, he really wants that foot to grind into his crotch a little bit, so he just feels a little something.
Like, I mean, that's one. I mean, we can't bring up the feet anymore. That's like the third time, so I'm just saying.
All right, that's fine. I mean, you brought up the other two. I'm
three times, dude. Bullshit. Like, I don't. That's
it. Yeah, I'm on my.
I don't care how we got here. Get one it doesn't more, matter.
Get two more. Okay.
Doesn't matter. No. Anyway. That is exactly not how it works. That's the exact wrong answer to tell everyone.
Jesus
Christ. Threaten him with more a countdown to more dumb shit.
One more foot shit. It's coming. Got it's more not, foot shit coming.
It's not coming. It's coming.
And yeah, and so then the sandstorm kicks up. Some rocks almost kill our couple, and they're trapped in the tomb together, wondering if someone tried to kill.
If you have any interest to see this, like, it's all gonna get it ruined. I don't even know if we.
No, we already said spoilers. No one's listening.
No one is listening, but if they do stumble across it, it'll be like,
"You are, guys, thank you."
These guys better not ruin this.
They have literally gone scene for goddamn scene, but they better not tell me the fucking highs and lows. Okay. Yeah,
if that other guy brings up feet while we're talking, I'm going to call Dr. Scholes.
Look at that. Like, boom. You already got two more. We're on five, Kevin. Now we got to get another one to go six. We got to go even. We got to herc this up. Okay. Oof. All right. So save it.
I apologize, everyone.
Save it. You did it, man.
I apologize. You know, I take it back.
Fucking grats.
I'm going to start talking about too hands.
Late. Too late. So while our people are in the tombs on the boat, they keep saying, new passenger coming on board. And I was like, who the fuck could it be?
Who could it be?
Who's joining the wedding party late? And there she is, Jacqueline Del Belfort. She's there. And so we get back from near-death murder. Gail Gadot's fucking, Lynette's just fucking eye-fucking everyone on all the other boats. They're all looking at her like,
That some rocks almost fell on him?
Yeah, I said that someone pushed some rocks and almost killed our couple, and then you went to spoiler town. So she's looking at everyone like they're all murderers. And then she confides. Like, we get to the boat, and I'm just going to jump to this part real quick.
Well, yeah, before they do that, the cousin's like, hey, you want to sign these important papers?
Oh, yeah, the first night. Yeah, we forgot that part. Yeah, he's like, hey, do you want to, like, peruse these legal forms and sign them real quick?
It's really important, and it really kind of changes a lot of power and position within your company. But yeah, I see,
including like kind of writing your husband out of the will. And the husband's like, yeah, just sign it, like, whatever. I'm gonna kill you. I mean, people are gonna kill you. You're gonna get murdered. All right, I'm gonna get monies. Okay, honeys.
And then one of the chicks just like, why are you just gonna sign that? Maybe you should read it. She's like, you know what? Yeah.
She's like, you're gonna let a fucking man tell you what to do, honey?
Fuck him.
I ain't never known you to let a man tell you what to do. Is his fucking gunny sack that fucking good? And she's like, you know, his gunny sack ain't that fucking good. I'm gonna. Mm-hmm. And then the cousin fucking Thievy Pants is just like, okay, you know what? It was bad. Poor taste. You know, too many fucking people to distract you from signing. All right, I'll just take it. So, so then they arrive to the boat, and there she is. And Gail Gadot's just like, motherfucker.
Because she was fire, dude. She had a little belly shirt on, and the sun was glistening on her. I was like, ooh, Kenneth, who got this shot?
Yeah, I was just like, damn, where'd she get all this money? I thought she was broke. What the fuck? Some money. Traveling around, following this rich girl through Egypt. So... And then she's just like, I want her gone. I don't care if they have to buy the whole fucking boat. I was like, you should have started with that then. Buy the fucking boat. You know, rent the whole boat out. And then, suspicions are cast upon Doyle because he's like, honey, I didn't know she already had a ticket. How was I supposed to know? We can't legally kick her off. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Interesting you would say that. But, my guess was always just like, it's got to be the husband. Fucking poor husband where his rich wife. Fucking, that's an outline for murder right there. That happens in real life all the time. You know, so anyway.
Happened to my neighbor just yesterday. They're poor as shit.
We go through another dinner and at some point, basically, Lynette confides in Herc and says, you know, I wanted to go home. I still don't want to be here. I don't trust anyone, you know. All I see are old grudges now. And I was like, damn, that's good. And she's just like, so if you could just keep an extra set of eyes out for everything, especially with her on here now. And he's like, you got it. And so then finally they announce, okay, we're going home. This chick wins. Fuck it. We're out of here. you know, have some champagne with us. And he's like, okay, cool. Have some champagne. And then
some champagne. What are they?
Champagne. Some champagne. And I think, oh, and this is where they, like, I don't know, they throw some shade at her. They're just like, we're out of here, Jacqueline, you fucking boggy twat. And she's just like, I'm leaving. And he goes and he talks to her, and he actually, like, opens up and talks about the love of his life, because she's like, you wouldn't understand. And he's just like, I fucking understand better than most. You know, like, don't fucking come at me about love, motherfucker. Like this heart hurts. And I was like, damn, like, when he started to, like, choke up, and it's the moment he chokes up that's so fucking great, because it felt real, because it's not, it's like in the middle, it's like in real life when you get choked up like that, you're in the middle of, like, something. It's like your thoughts are ahead of your mouth, and so you can be saying the most average mundane shit and just start, like, to choke up at that part, because your head's already ahead of you. Mm-hmm. and that's what I felt he 100% did there. And I was like, oh my god, like, does this man have an Oscar? This guy needs an Oscar. Like, he's so fucking good. Like, give him that Oscar where it's just like, hey man, sorry we didn't get you on it before, but, like, you're so fucking good. Here's this, like, the you did so fucking good your whole life one.
Well, he tops that later in the movie.
Oh, for sure. But I'm just saying, at that point, I was just like, shit, man, this guy, God, he is firing on all cylinders.
He's here to act, Dustin, and all you other ass wipes need to either act or act the fuck off my stage.
Get the act your way off the fucking boat, motherfuckers. But so he zonks out for the night, and you know, shit continues, and that's when the happy couple decides to, you know, kind of just piss in the wind right in front of Jacqueline. They're just like, you like that, Jacqueline, you downwind ho? She's just like, oh shit, that's nasty. They start a fight, she goes to bed, and then and he's just like, you know what? I never fucking loved you. You've ruined everything. Oh, the fucking taste of you in my mouth is just fucking gross. And she's like, you don't fucking mean that. He's like, I've never met more or something more in my life. God damn it. This is the one
I'd rather make out with a dog's asshole than fucking even look at your fucking face. And everybody's like, damn, dude, chill.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking the. Our other couple is just like, oh, shit, okay, calm down. We don't need
to chill activated. The jugular
shit, man. Yeah. And so, you know, Jacqueline's not fucking having it. She pulls the gun that we all know that she has, and there's a little bit of a struggle. She shoots Simon Doyle in the knee. And he go down hard. He's like, I'm a shot. I'll never fucking dry up on the dance floor again.
Shot to the heart. You're to blame.
He's like, someone make that a song. It's way better than that fucking Death of Denial song. Oh God, that was so bad. And so then Book is he's off to get the doctor, because thankfully there's a doctor on board. And then what the fuck? God, there's so many goddamn characters. Rosalie is off to get the nurse slash, we're going to make me actually be a nurse. I thought I was just here as a romantic partner. And so one gets a nurse because she's suicidal and murderous. And the other one gets a doctor because he's getting shot in the knee. And the camera work here is very interesting. The path that we take is very intentional and directs us in a certain way. You're like, okay. And so then shot in the knee guy stays with the doctor once he shows up and takes him to his cabin. And suicidal tendencies is put under some by some heavy morphine, just like the heaviest of morphines. That's all we travel with in this day and age.
So, well, that was back in the day when they were just giving everybody like opium and like gasoline to knock them out.
And they're like, oh, you got to... got a headache? Here, this will knock you out till you can't feel nothing. It's weird that you always want more, though, huh? It's weird.
Careful.
You know what? Gosh. I'm going to take a dose, too. Just, you know, I just need a little pick-me-up. Dealing with you is depressing.
Careful, you're going to be Johnny Depp in that one movie where he just laid around and just hot a whole goddamn movie. Remember that? piece of shit. Which,
you're going to have to be more specific with Johnny Depp's movies, I think.
This is and, hell.
It was that one. And so cue the next morning when we find Lynette dead. Well, personal assistant for life finds her dead, screams, and Herc wakes up and he's just like, that's a scream of someone finding a dead body. Time to get to work. Time to Herc it up. And I appreciate that the ship staff was so just like, we are going to follow every single fucking order this guy gives. Okay. He tells us to fucking flip your bunk. We're flipping your fucking bunk. What is this?
Yeah, he's kind of like the only law on the boat. What?
Yeah. So, and they examine the body. He examines the body with the doctor / ex-fiance. And Herc goes to the work just asking all the right questions. Asking them all the hard ones.
I mean, yeah, it's fun. Like this, the movie hits its stride. He gets insecure right now.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna go through all the questions. I think that's kind of pointless because I mean, there's like, what am I gonna recap? Like,
no, the questions are really more of an experience of his.
Yeah,
you know, his performance is, you know, he's carries, yeah, that's what he makes carries the movie basically.
Yeah, like me repeating them isn't gonna mean the same because I'm just gonna kind of blow through them, you know. Yeah. But he just starts interviewing everyone. You know, and one at a time as he goes through until they find another dead body. And it's the assistant for life. And so now we start to get everyone's kind of like motives, their dirty laundry out there. And then we find the missing necklace. We find the missing gun and handkerchiefs that he's looking for because they drag the river and find the shit because he's like, fuck it, put down anchor and drag the river. So, and now we're getting somewhere, but then the necklace distracts everyone, and it's Book's mom has it, and she's like, "I just found it there. Some detective you are," and he's just like, "Motherfucker, I'm about to reveal my secret case I've been working on." And I just love how he's like, "I had a secret case." I was just like, "Oh, this guy, he can't even help himself. He's got secret cases he's always working on." Oh, excellent. And then he reveals the book that he was hired by his mama to see if the woman he loves was worth a goddamn. And I was
Mama,
like,
is this true?
And one part I will say I didn't particularly like was how Lynette was just like, or no, Rosalie, sorry. She was just like, I don't need you to judge my character. And so I'm like, he was just hired for a job. It's not like he was just like, I believe you're not worth a damn. You know, he actually said a ton of flattering things before that.
Yeah, but it's more like, hey, Dustin, you're a great guy, but we're not being a massive dildo. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, remember that one time? You're like, okay, am I still great, though? Nah. Yeah, she tried to lessen the blow of the betrayal of trust. And, you know, he's kind of that semi-authority figure that he is, in a weird way, charismatic. So everyone's kind of like, yeah, okay. And then, you know, that relationship is now damaged.
Yeah, no, I mean, for sure, yeah. But it was just like the amount of time they gave her to spit bars at him. I was just like, okay, all right, I get it. Fucking shut up already.
Yeah, I agree. It was a little heavy-handed.
And so then he's just like, time to have my final interview. Book, let's go. Let's go talk to the husband. And you. Mostly you. And this is after he did some examining of the other body and kind of piece that some blood splatter together and everything like that, and it's like okay, it's good. And so he just kind of starts, and Book's like, dude, I you know me, I didn't do this shit. And he's just like, where's your fucking coat, Book? And he's just like, gets real quiet, and you're like, no, not Book. Where's your coat, Book? Where's your coat? Tell him, just have an answer. And I was like, damn, dude. And I love this scene because you can tell, like, the way Bragna's delivering his character is that he does not want to do this.
Yeah, but yeah.
His hand has been forced, and he's like, I got to do this because you need to just, you know, we can't continue if you're going to be dishonest. So, and do you want to take this one, Kevin, of just like how he cuts him down, or do you want to just kind of get to the punch?
I think the punch is the best part, because it's just, you're kind of seeing Herc as a character of just, he could make that separation, even though it pains him.
Yeah.
To just get to not so much the point, but just kind of just blow this case right open. He's gonna, he can't help himself in this strange way, right?
Yeah, that's what I like, is that he can't help himself.
Yeah, he, in, you know, almost makes you wonder if he would, if he could. Like, and I don't, without a shadow of a doubt, I believe he would. He would just keep continuing to go that route. And that's what's kind of left him alone. That's what's kind of, you know, had him pushed everyone away. He can't, he kind of knows what he is. So when they, on one of the, you know, these little like story Z, his kind of hangups and faulty, his faults as a person. And I think that's what the other characters were going, like the girl that was saying, oh, you know, you're this person, you know, you've betrayed trust of your friend. You took the job from the mom and nothing was coincidental. You always move with purpose. You can't be human. You know, you're like a robot. He's like a machine.
Yeah.
And he kind of like, it's cool because that character actually, he's like, man, shit, you're right. But what do I do with that now? Because now it's game time and I gotta grill my friend.
He's like,
yeah.
Now's not the time to turn it off, you know?
Exactly. It's prime time now. I got a fucking dipsy doo dunkaroo over here. And the second he's about to get the, you know, yeah, man, this is what's going to happen. Bang! He gets shot with a .45. And earlier you find out that the cousin, the bookkeeper guy, keeps that thing on him. Because he always has to tote certain articles of wealth for the misses that died. And he's like, yeah, I always got to make sure I keep that thing on me because, you know, that's just life. And it's like, oh, man, that's the weapon that was used. So now there's more misdirection for the audience to go, who could it be?
Yeah.
And then I guess really just to kind of fast forward it, because it's really not so much us going through it painstakingly. It's just more of kind of having those experiences in these verbal sessions, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's
Well, I mean, like, Book is dead and now they're doing the, you know, he's been added to the meat locker.
Yeah.
The other two bodies. And I like Rosalie's line here, though, where she said, like, you know, he once told me he didn't want anything other than happiness for you, to find, like, that human happiness. And she was just like, I don't want you to be happy. I want you to find who did this. And I was like, damn. And that's the problem. She's trying to get out, but you keep pulling her back in. So he's going to do it.
And I think...
do it.
I really would have liked him to kind of sassafras back, but it really didn't fit. Cause like, he's like, I'm never going to be happy, but I am going to find him. You know what I mean? Cause it's just like, I've already committed to the fact that this character will live a miserable life. I'm going to live my, you know what I mean? Like I kind of, but you know, that kind of gives him the struggle, right? Yeah. Of him trying to grow and, you know, gives him something to do besides just busting open these cases.
Yeah. And, so then he, gathers everyone around and he fires the gun and they fucking lock all the doors. And then he's just like, the murderer is in this room. And if Book was here and he gets choked up at times talking about him, thinking about him.
Dude, this is his scene. This dude cries on camera perfectly. You can see his eyes glaze over. You can see them start to swell. And then you can see a tear come out of his eyes in one shot. As he's describing being, you know, front and center for the murder of his friend.
Yeah.
Who had a pure heart, but just made stupid decisions. Because he gets caught up in the necklace disappearing that the, you know, the Gale's character had. And he means well. And it's all for love. Because love is the root of all of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Love is to blame. So, yeah. So, yeah. Basically, Book stole the necklace to start a new life without his mother's blessing or permission. And then, you know, when shit went south and he just kind of got caught up in too much and saw too much and ended up being the next victim. So,
yeah. And that's another reason why I think Herc kind of has that moment. He breaks down because if he was better at being what he is so good at, his friend would still be alive.
Exactly. Like, if he didn't need the show, he could have already just put this shit away, you know?
Yeah.
And he does his pitch as if he was talking to Book, you know? And I love that mm-hmm. because he's just like, if he were here, this is what he would say. And so I'm just going to do it as that. And you're just like, damn.
It's like a little bit of a one-man show for everyone.
Yeah. And he lays it out. He says it was Simon Doyle and the mastermind, Jacqueline de Bellefonte. And they're just like, you're fucking crazy. We have airtight alibis. And he's like, do you, motherfuckers? So he just kind of breaks down the story. I will go through it because I think that is part of the fun of
the No, movie. It's really part of the fun. But Jacqueline's reaction is part of my favorite part. And I was just like, all right. She's very well aware of her mannerisms. And I think that's what made a lot of her limited time and her presence, if you will, just entertaining for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she doesn't have as many scenes as everyone, but she had, and that's why I think she has to steal every scene, you know, because it's just like, she's like, I got to make a big impact.
On yeah, small definitely.
Scenes. So, and then there is a, really, I think, bittersweet ending because it's like some justice is served, but not in the way that I think, you know, people would have wanted. And then we finally fucking dock and everyone's, you know, everyone traveled with their mourning clothes. So they're all in black and they get off the boat and he kind of says goodbye to everyone. And they're just like, I hope to, and it's just kind of like, I hope to never run into you again. And he's kind of like, the feeling is mutual. Except for you, Salima Otterborn. I would like to run into you all night. She's just like, damn, dude, I wish I hadn't seen you work, but shit.
I mean, it's the one time he's kind of left speechless. And she's already called him out. She's like, man, you like to run your mouth and hear yourself. And he's like, damn, man. Like, no one's ever kind of checked him in that way. And he kind of got a kick out of it. And she's like, you hide behind that mask. You hide behind the mask of your mustache and the way you present yourself. It's kind of a facade and it keeps people at a distance because you're into your own shit. Basically you're your biggest fan and you just kind of want people's ear
to when say you speak. How clever you are.
Yeah, exactly. And he kind of, that shit hit him. He was like, shit, man, fuck. I slept on that. That fucked me up. Yeah. And he kind of slowly starts making the change of being from behind that mask, Dustin, that we saw him get in the very beginning. Mu-ha-ha-ha. Mu-ha-ha.
Yeah, and that's how the movie ends, was just this kind of nothing particularly relating to the rest of the movie, just that kind of his, in a weird way, it wraps his journey through the movie, you know?
Yeah, it's a little character.
Like, I know it's like, we're calling it like a C storyline, but I really think like so much of this really was about him dealing with his own past and shit and accepting who he is and being
definitely
more upfront with it, you know?
I think it's just hard because the murder takes such precedence over everything.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, it has to, because that's the draw, that's
why,
you know?
Yeah, that's why you're here. And
who done it?
I think they did it about as best as they could, like I said earlier, without adding maybe like another 45 minutes on it. But then you're going to kind of like, you know, lose the point because you want to keep it tight. You want to keep the pacing and just kind of crisper than it was in the first one. And I applaud them for that because the first one I liked, but I just kind of felt like I was like, ooh, we got kind of a, how many more? I'm going to walk around these cars a little bit more and talk to everybody together. Okay. I felt like a role-playing game where I had to talk and be like, what'd that chick say? Got to go back. Oh, fuck. She keeps saying the same shit.
Fucking, did I do the A branch already? Shit, I don't fucking know. Remember what I picked? I don't fucking, god damn it. I just want to finish this shit already. Give me an ending of some kind.
Yeah.
I need to see that achievement pop. Boop, boop. You ate six little dessert thingies.
You said no to seven.
Said no to seven. So, I mean, yeah, I think overall I just, like, I liked the first one a lot and I, you know, it wasn't without its faults too, and I think there's, you know, there's some faults on this one too, but like, you know, no film is ever glaring. Really gonna be,
they're not as glaring.
It's not as glaring and no film's ever going to be perfect. Well, and I think it's just unfortunate that some of the cast was, you know,
not as strong.
Maybe Yeah, not as strong or neutered due to their personal lives kind of bleeding into the film, unfortunately. And I think that's just it's going to happen when you have a ton of stars. And he seems to always pick a couple like up and coming people, and you know, the rest is established people.
That's showbiz, like, baby.
You know, that's going to happen. So I personally, I hope there's a third one. I hope that they don't
Go for it.
You know, seek this one because it, you know, it did okay in the box office for, you know, being released in a COVID era or whatever. But like, you know, I'd like to see a third one. I'd like to see him without the mustache the whole movie. I prefer the mustache on because I think the mustache is dope. But, you know, like, fuck it. We grew. We're growing.
Yeah, I think it's I would recommend it. I think it's an enjoyable movie. I think it's a movie where you don't have to sit there and try to outsmart it. I think it's better if you just sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit there and go, oh, I bet you it's this. I bet you it's that. Yeah, if you're watching with a couple of friends that don't mind talking through movies, then yeah, sure, go ahead and put it out there. But I think, like I said, the pacing's way better than the first one. So, and you know, the finale of the first one, I really didn't care for either, the way they did it. But whatever. That's neither here nor there. This is pretty much, it's worth your time. It's easy. It's accessible. And, yeah, it's good. It's fun.
Well, that will do it for us here at Let's Movie. You can find us on social media at Let's Movie Podcast or Pod. You can subscribe to us on your favorite platform, and we hope that you'll share this podcast with other people. If you're listening to us on YouTube, welcome. We thank you for listening there as well, and we hope you'll go back to a podcast platform and subscribe as well. Otherwise, I'm Dustin. He's Kevin. Take us away, Kevin.
He like nailed that snake with his cane like a snipe. He like trapped it.
Yeah, good thing he had that arch to pin the head.
That snake wasn't real, though.
No, it was very. That was the worst CG of the movie. I thought you were going to bring up feet again to just really take us home. That was your perfect six. That was your six little desserts, six little toes. Did you watch that Halo show?
I watched the first episode. I didn't get a chance to watch the second. I didn't dislike it. I was like, why is everybody crying? I was like, I just saw a bunch of annoying kids get blown apart. What's the problem? Yeah, I saw Master Chief's face. I was like, this is their interpretation of the story. You think they're going to have a dude walk around with a helmet the whole time? They couldn't do it on The Mandalorian, and that's awesome.
I mean, I don't think they needed to do it on the first episode.
I didn't give a shit. Like, I literally was
I might have maybe gotten a better looking dude. Well, I mean, I think with Master Chief, they've gone so long not showing it in the game. Like,
but that's the thing.
You know, why bother not showing it?
I didn't give a fuck.
Why bother showing it? You know,
if anybody has any remote sense of fandom, they just need to know that like they're going to take this property and do what they want. The end. Like they do it with everything. So I was like, yeah, show them. I don't care. Show Cortana. Oh, look, there she is. Look, she's not blue. Who cares? She's going to be blue. They're going to do it. You know they will for the pop because everybody's going to be like, hey, we did it. We built up to it. Have some fucking patience. The trailer. Oh, see? Yeah, I didn't even know that. I was like, have some patience.
Yeah, that was the first trailer. That was the end of the trailer was showing her. I was like, oh, okay.
And internet. I was just like, whatever. I saw it. I enjoyed it. I'll watch it. Until it just bores me to tears, but so far it doesn't. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it. I like the differences in the story and stuff. Because I mean, here's the thing: I don't think the game stories are perfect by any means.
I don't think they're good at all.
I'm not like
personally.
I'm not like, oh my god, how dare you? You rewrote the Bible. Yeah. What's this extra verse where Jesus said, I'll kick a lot of ass? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Jesus like, no scope with a fucking battle rifle.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know, there's some stuff where I'm like, oh, that's cool. And there's other stuff where I'm like, this is kind of bad story. Like, can you watch some modern sci-fi? Like, what the fuck's going on here? Like, you got, like, real, I'm on CBS fucking vibes instead of, like, I'm on fucking the expensive subscription one, you know? Like, that's my gripe. Where, yeah. Oh, no, that CBS streaming platform is fucking the first. Like, they were like $20 a month, the first one to do that. And it was just like, what the fuck? And people paid it. And I was like, what the fuck? Who loves CBS as much? Like, what's going on here, America?
Somebody.
But, you know, so, I mean, that's my thing where I'm just like, man, can we put the budget in the right place on here? Like, what the fuck's happening? So,
I don't know.
Man. But, yeah, I mean, I like the first episode. The second episode, you know, only watch for yourself. And I haven't watched the third yet.
So. Oh, cool. I didn't even know there was three out. I watched
it. Yeah, it comes out like Thursdays.
Yeah, I was like, it looks good enough to me. I mean, I think the suits look good. I know it's probably a real son of a bitch to operate with those suits. So I was like, shouts to those guys. Story is mildly interesting so far. And I don't really want to tread over. I couldn't tell you one thing Master Chief did. And I played all the games. Master Chief-centric. Yeah, like some fucking zombie flaky, like cornflake things he shoots. And some dude with a pokey sword that looks like a fucking lizard that opens his mouth weird. And like, all the whole intricacies of the Marines and the Spartans. And like, I was like, listen, he found the Forerunner thing and made him do the cuckoo thing where he's not just a fucking soldier. He found his fucking voice. I'm good with it. Go with it. Going to recruit some little scrub. Going to have the Reach guys go, hey, bro, you still got your back, Chief. Okay, great. I don't give a fuck. Like, go do it. Take his helmet off. Take all his clothes off. Have him fuck a dude. I don't care. Like, it's not going to make me go, Jay.
Master Chief, I'm here to toss his salad.
Yeah. It just...
God damn, I've been waiting for a Master Chief's toss salad all my life. He's the best. I mean, real fucking Spartan, if you get my drift.
Yeah, it's just so, like... Oh, all these fucking fanboys. I'm just like, shut up. They've never done
that. I haven't paid attention to.
I just assume.
It's better than I would have expected.
Yeah.
That way.
Exactly. So I was like, yeah, okay. I think it looks good for, especially for television. I was like, they wouldn't have been able to pull this off in a movie. It would have to have been like three movies to get anything.
Anything out of it. Yeah.
Anything out of it. But.
Yeah. Whatever. No, I like it as a TV show. I think you could do a movie after this.
Sure.
And like have it.
I think you could sprinkle movies in throughout the TV show. Make it like a special, exactly. Like a Japanese thing.
Yeah. And I think it does look good. And I like the Reach stuff. Like that's the only, like if you ask me anything about Halo, all I remember is Reach.
I remember Reach and ODST because I thought it was like kind of cool. I was like, oh, I could be the soldiers. That's
everyone loves
cool.
ODST.
Yeah, it was kind of fun because you weren't like overpowered. You had to be like play a little differently, and I was like, oh, okay. And then Reach was cool because they had all the cool gimmicks. Like here's cool armor. I mean, I like the Infinite.
It was just cool and different. It was just like, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the.
I mean, they refused to do anything with it for whatever reason. Yeah.
I mean, even the developer who's just like, yeah, I get it. We can't keep up with the fucking demand.
Well, okay. Shouldn't have made it a live service, dildo. Well, that's your fault.
We try.
Yeah, I can't. You try. I try to go to work and wake up and I don't go play video games and make them pretty. I go to a place that I fucking hate where I have to house fucking animals.
He's like, can I swap you just for a week?
No, it wasn't real animals, dude. You don't want to swap. It's terrible. It's people. The people is the animals. Oh, the street is people.
Yeah.
Oh man!
Oh, those, did you watch Moon Knight at all? Moon Knight.
I saw the first episode. I was like, "Yeah, this is why this comic sucks."
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, I was like,
I like this guy. I like the way it looks, but like, God, like, you sucks. Really? They're doing the Bendis thing. They're like, "Oh, let's do the Bendis one," where Bendis was like, "I'm gonna tie all five shitty origins together," and I was like, "Oh, that's the worst idea ever." Yeah, don't clean it up and just do one. Nah. Keep all five.
Yeah.
Fucking brilliantly stupid. Oh, go. Oh, and we're mixing the Warren Ellis thing in. Ah, that's good. Because that was only good in art, and the story was shit and confusing, and everyone dropped it after two issues. You want to know why I know that? Because that's when I dropped it. Because it was unbearable to read. And I was like, this is Warren Ellis? Huh, he must have a... fucking Me Too movement coming up as his ass. Oh, he does? All right. I'm off of it.
It's just, I think all this Marvel stuff's just having its moment. And granted, it's a long moment, but they're just throwing shit at walls now. And everyone's just like, it's just good by association. That's it.
Like that Miss Marvel. Did you see the trailer for that?
What is it? I don't know. You're losing me, man. You're going too fast.
The Miss Marvel thing?
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. I feel like I'm better off.
It's the Muslim girl one.
I know who she is. I didn't know they gave her something to do.
Oh, no. Yeah, they did. She got her own TV show.
Of course she did.
Wow. I'm like, listen, she's only been a character for like 6 years and you've pumped her into everything and like every cartoon iteration. There she is. She sucks. She has no stories. Why are you giving a TV show
for diversity? They had to, because they were like, oh my God, they finally put like a brown girl in here. Let's get some going. Jesus.
Yeah. Too bad they didn't find one that could act, you know?
That wasn't the goal, bro. I think
they could have tried harder.
The goal is just to be like, oh, thank God it's out there. We did it.
Oh, she's chubby and brown. Put her in. Good. Yeah. We checked two boxes. Fucking good job, everybody.
Take that, you cis white male comic book reader.
Yeah, take that, you fucking only people that keep the lights on. Oh, shit, where I eat. I'm Marvel Comics.
Yeah, you blew it. Yeah, man, fuck them. Like, it's just not fun, you know?
Yeah, I was like, Ethan Hawke, when did you become a long-haired weirdo and move and shit? Like,
he's like, I always was, dude.
You didn't have long hair, you were just weird.
Long hair, don't care.
Yeah, that whole, like, glass in the shoe thing, I was like, this is dumb, right? This isn't how you start a TV show, right?
When I saw that, I was like, maybe this isn't for me.
I knew instantly. I was like, probably not for me. Probably not for me.
Stupid.
I was like, your whole way of keeping track to see if you got out of bed is to put easily removed ankle chain, sand, and tape on the door?
It was like my first...
What?
It was like my first sanity project. Am I crazy?
Yeah, I was like, what? This is like the easiest thing to get out of. Like, what?
Yeah. Like, how long was that phone charged for inside the wall?
Oh, forever, man. That was an old school phone. That thing lasted for 13 years at least.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything but be a phone.
Yeah, exactly. He's got it connected to the Wi-Fi, so there's good reception too.
That's fine.
Oh yeah, you know, he definitely didn't have a Wi-Fi. Not on fucking museum gift shop salary.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I'll probably watch the next one, but I'm not like looking for it. Where I'm like, oh god, what were they gonna do next? Something fun?
It's out now too.
So, I mean, 'cause I like.